I'm Andy Summers, and that's Michaelina, and we've got Shannon in here. Dave is on vacation today, and I have to talk to you guys about something because, you know, it's flu season, and so I took the kids to get their flu shots, which is a whole thing. Like, when you've got, you know, it's nerve-wracking as an adult to get a flu shot because it doesn't tickle, right? It hurts. You get nervous. You're worried about the pain. And it's the anticipation is always 100% worse than actually getting it.
Definitely.
But last year when I took my kids to get their flu shots, Tori ended up getting a horrendous bloody nose because she was so worked up about it. And then the nurse was like, well, just, she said, put your head in your mom's, like, arms, you know, so I was holding her. And she said, and just cough. Just cough. And so Tori coughed so hard, it all
no!
God bless
it just
her.
Was everywhere.
It was a gusher. It was a gusher. Yeah. So, you know, things at this time, it went much better. And she actually, when we went to the doctor for her physical, and then they happened to get their flu shots while we were there for their well visits, she ended up having to get 4 shots. Because at 11, you have to get all of your other vaccinations and immunizations and stuff. So, yes, she was not a happy camper. This was not a good day for Tori. But no nosebleed, which was great.
Good.
So, but Shannon, something similar happened to you. Like, because Tori and Leonard are both kind of known for, this is what they do. They get nosebleeds.
Yeah.
Okay. So, get right up there.
I used to get nosebleeds when I was like 10 or 11. And I remember this one time. I had a nosebleed for about an hour.
Oh, see, that's bad. Like, when it's more than 20 minutes, they say you've got to go to the ER.
Oh, wow. Well, we did not do
that. You didn't do that.
We did not do that. Instead, my mom found, I don't know where she found this trick, but she pulled off a little piece of a brown paper bag, probably from, like, a lunch bag, stuck it under my lip.
Top lip?
My top lip.
Okay.
Next to my gums.
Yeah.
In about 5 minutes, the nosebleed was gone. And ever since then, I've always used that trick.
And it works. Do you think it's mind over matter?
I have no idea. Apparently, it dries out your gum.
Yeah.
So that has something
and
to
then,
do with it.
And then, because they're, like your sinuses are all connected in there and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I guess that kind of makes sense. So the, a doctor had once told me that we should keep Afrin with us because Afrin is one of those, it's one of those drugs that scares the heck out of me because you can get so addicted to it.
Mm-hmm.
But they say that with the Afrin, if you spray it in, during the nosebleed, it will constrict the blood vessels in your nose so that it won't bleed anymore.
Right.
But I'm wondering if this paper bag, I mean, like my doctor taught me that, right? I wonder if this paper bag thing is just an old wives' tale and it just happened to work this time, or is it for real, right? That's the question. So I was recently studying up on old wives' tales and that didn't come up. The paper bag trick under the lip to stop the nosebleed didn't come up. But let's see if you guys believe in some of these other old wives' tales, okay?
All righty.
That sleeping with your hair wet can give you a cold.
Yes. I believe that it would.
Why?
Because, you know, like you're going to bed with a really wet head.
Yeah.
Okay,
how does that give you a cold? You're not giving me an answer.
I don't know. I guess I just always believed
it. Colds come
but now
from
that
germs.
I think about it, I've never
come
actually
from germs.
Yeah.
Germs don't attack wet heads.
Came out
do
with
they?
A cold.
Okay. All right. That chocolate causes acne.
No.
No, that is 100% true.
Yeah.
What?
I believe that.
Right?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
no
way.
That one's true. Yeah.
It's
you
just
eat too
chocolate.
Much chocolate gabonk every time. Every time for me. How about cracking your knuckles gives you arthritis?
Yes. Yes, because every time I crack my knuckles, I feel like it hurts. Every time. Let me do it.
And anytime you have pain, arthritis. You're a cracker
my neck,
over
my
there?
Back,
oh, my gosh,
my
Shannon.
Ankles, my fingers.
Good.
Oh, you're a cracker?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Whoops. Okay, so 39% of people think that coffee will stunt their growth. I mean, I drink coffee since I was 5, and I'm almost 6 feet tall, so that is not true.
That's not true.
That is not true.
I don't drink coffee, and I'm 5'3", so that
See?
Is not true.
Okay, so that definitely is not true. 55% of people think that milk builds strong bones. Why is that an old wives' tale? That's totally true,
That's
right?
totally true.
It's not like a rumor. It has calcium. Calcium builds your bones.
Got milk?
Yeah,
right? All the athletes drink it.
Yes. Yeah, and that's the thing to drink now after a workout. They say to drink milk because it helps to also rehydrate you better than water does. I think because it stays in your system longer. So that's supposed to help. Yeah, it's a whole new thing. I don't know. Chicken soup clears up colds. No, that's totally true. Mm-hmm.
That's totally true.
Yeah, and my mom taught me this. Wonton soup. Go when you have a cold,
Yes.
to a Chinese restaurant. Because I think it's just that there's so much fat in that soup. It just coats everything.
Yeah, my boyfriend Justin's dad is just getting over a cold, and all he wanted all week long was wonton soup. And it worked.
It's a whole thing. 215-263-6700. Talk to us about your old wives' tales. What do you believe? What don't you? Maybe we're all full of hooey.
Philly's Country Station 92.5 XTU. Good morning. I'm Andy Summers. We were just discussing nosebleeds and what are they called? Old wives' tales, to see if you have anything. So, Amber, how about you?
So whenever you start to get a sore throat before you go to bed that night, you put cotton in your ears and it acts like a little insulation blanket since it's all connected to your nose and throat, and then usually it's gone by the morning.
Really?
Yep. I've been doing it since I was little. My mom always said it, and sometimes when I ignore her, then I have a sore throat and I'm like, I should have did it.
That's hilarious. All right, so cotton in your ears before you go to bed at night, and that will that'll stop the sore throat.
Yeah, it works very well.
Great tip. Thank you, Amber.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, let's check in with Vinny.
Busch Light. Good old can of Busch Light will cure anything you've got going on.
Now, is this scientific fact?
Absolutely scientific fact. Well, see, what happens is when you're feeling a little down, you're a little run down, just crack open one of those cold cans, take that first sip, you feel instantly better.
Wow. Busch Light. So no other beer. That's just, you got to go with the Busch Light.
Got to go with the Busch Light.
This is great advice, Vinny. Thank you so much.
You guys. Love you. Love your show.
Good morning. I'm Andy Summers with the XTU Morning Crew. And we were just talking about, my daughter gets nosebleeds. So she went for a flu shot and boom, just, you know, she was coughing so hard because she was trying not to feel, the flu shot, and she ended up giving herself a nosebleed. And sometimes when she gets them, they just don't stop. So we heard a tip that if you put something between your upper lip and your gum, it should stop it from hurting. So the question is, does that work?
It definitely works if you stick something up under your lip. My daughter got 3 nosebleeds at 1 softball game, and a nurse actually came over and told us that that's what you have to do.
Anything to dry it out, anything to absorb it.
She actually whipped out a baggie of cotton balls and gave us a cotton ball.
And so she put a cotton ball up between her upper lip and her gum, and then it stopped the nosebleed.
It did. It was almost instantly.
Wow. That's
awesome. That's our new trick. We use it all the time. We carry little cotton rolls with us now because she gets them all the time.
All right. Well, that's great. And now you know the trick with the Afrin. So once the nosebleed stops, you know, spray some Afrin in her nose and it should close up those blood vessels.
Yeah, exactly. She won't let us do that, though. I don't think so.
Kids and their noses. They're so funny. All right. Well, thank you so much for that tip. I appreciate it.
All right. Good luck.
Oh, okay. So let's go to line 5 right now because John says that he knows why this works.
Well, in high school, I was a wrestler, and we were known for nosebleeds all the time. So what happened is I was also a believer in acupuncture, acupressure, all that fun stuff.
Okay.
So I was going to my acupuncturist after I was told about it, and I asked him. I said, look, you know, this is what, and I forget who it was now. It was probably an assistant coach said to do. He said, take your finger and put it against the upper gum between your lip and your gum and press. And the pressure creates a pressure point impact that restricts the blood flow to the nasal vessels.
Wow.
And he said, yeah, it works. It's the truth. He said, it's the pressure point there helps to eliminate the blood flow. I don't know how it works. I don't know why it works. I don't care. It stopped my blood. Stop my bloody noses, and I was happy about it.
And that's all that matters. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for checking in this morning, John. Thank you always for listening.
No problem. Love you. Love your show.
We're talking about home remedies and old wives' tales. What say you, Kelly?
If you're not feeling well, you have a hot toddy before you go to bed.
Oh, yeah.
So some tea and some kind of whiskey and honey, and I don't know, 1 leads to 2 leads to 3 in my house, so we always go to sleep at night good.
So I don't know if it works really or if it doesn't work, but hey, might as well try it, right?
You're too drunk to care at that point.
So you're going to sleep well anyway and feel better in the morning. No regrets.
That's great. Thanks, Kelly.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.